T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The first pitch is blasted deep to right, and Kyle Schwarber has arrived. A leadoff home run on the first pitch from Zach Gallen. His first homer of the postseason. It's 1-0 Phillies.
Oh, there it is. Yes, a leadoff bomb from Kyle Schwarber. We appreciate it, Kyle, joining us there a few minutes ago. One day until opening. Yeah, we didn't get a chance to get to that. You think you could beat him in a race?
I definitely think I can get him now.
You mean like now, or you when you're in your prime?
No, I mean like right today. Like, I definitely think I can beat him in a race. Like,
yeah,
right
Hugh, now. You're wrong on that one.
I'm just saying it's about being confident, man. I'm confident.
You
I
could
can
be confident. I mean, you could say it, but
yeah,
if you,
I think I can do it. I think I can do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna vote no on that one. All right, so we got a lot to do here. 215-592-9494. Nick Sirianni. Lurie talked about him yesterday. We'll bring more to you during the show here of what Jeff Lurie had to say yesterday in the State of the Eagles press conference down at the owners' meetings. But have we been too critical of Nick Sirianni?
No.
I think we have. I think we've gone to a point where he gets by far the most blame for the Eagles' issues when I don't think he even has that much say in what's going on around here. I mean, the defense was terrible. The quarterback didn't play great down the stretch. They were not even a great team to begin with. They fell apart because it all collapsed at once. Does he deserve some blame? Absolutely. But I think we've been way too critical, myself included, of Sirianni. Obviously, Hugh disagrees. All right, so we have that on the table. We're going to get to, in a few minutes here, your chance to win Phillies tickets Saturday night against the Braves. But Hugh, we just talked to Kyle. He is the Phillies' leadoff hitter. You said it to him, and he's what did he say? I don't make the lineup. That's not my job.
Yeah, he said he hit all over the place.
He did in 1 year, hit 1-9. But he's been the Phillies' leadoff hitter primarily the last two seasons, and they've won a lot. Last 2 years, the Phillies are 151-100. That's a .602 winning percentage when he leads off. They're 45-48 when he doesn't. That is a below .500 winning percentage. This works. All right, here's what we're going to do. We'll throw this in the mix as well. It's the day before the opener. It's your last chance. Get on the record here. Who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? I will go first. You're going to be shocked by this. Ready? Kyle Schwarber should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter. He gets on base. He walks. He hits bombs. You just heard the call there in the NLCS last year, and they win. Plus, I think the one weakness, or one of the weaknesses Kyle has as a player, is he strikes out too much. We think we'd all agree with that. I'd rather that at the top of the lineup than in the middle. It's at the top of the lineup. He strikes out. All right, whatever. Trey's up next. You restart the whole thing. You put him 4 or 5. He strikes out. There's two guys on base. You lose a run-scoring opportunity. I think it makes the most sense, even though he doesn't look the part, of him as the leadoff hitter. He gets on base. He starts it off. I don't want to hear about him clogging the bases or whatever the heck that nonsense is from Howard. He should be the leadoff hitter. Hugh, it's your final day to vote here. This topper's got to tally the votes before the end of the day. Who's your leadoff hitter?
Oh, it's him. It's him because he's done something that nobody else has ever done in Major League Baseball. By far, the best leadoff hitter in the last two seasons in Major League Baseball. So it's just one of those things where I know that there's a lot of people that complain about this, and I hear it every day, and I understand both sides of it, but you can't argue with what he's basically been doing, and you talk about the winning that he's been doing. And just been crushing the ball. So, yeah, I'm with that.
I also think that the lineup is very challenging to make if you move him down. Like, who goes up? I mean, do you put him in the middle? I don't love him in the middle. Then if you drop him down to 4, you're putting Harper and Schwarber right back-to-back, two lefties. I think that becomes a challenge, too, for Topper. Leave it alone. The last 2 years, they've tried other things, and it hasn't worked. Like, that's where I go back to. He wasn't always the leadoff hitter. You go back to 2022 when he first got here. They moved him around. And then they settled on him as the leadoff guy, and they took off. Last year, they tried Bryson Stott. They tried Trey Turner. Didn't work. and they moved him back up, and the team started, they played at a 99-win pace from June 2nd to the end of the season when he was the leadoff hitter. It works. What we have, the Phillies have so many little question marks, some big question marks. Why are we messing with the one thing that works, Hugh? That's what I don't get, why people want to mess with success.
Because people don't like it. And you hear all the different excuses about, you know, how, you know, he's not batting anybody in and all this other good stuff. And he's like clogging up the bases and things like that. But it works for the Phillies. It's working for him. So I'm with it.
I mean, the guy had the highest OPS for being the first batter of a game in the history of the franchise. Not just the history of, like, the last decade, the history of the franchise. Highest OPS when leading off a game. 215-592-9494. All right, lots to jump in on here. Sirianni, have we been overly critical of the Eagles head coach since the season ended? And really, I guess, since the collapse started in early December. And today's your final chance. It is the final tally. You vote who should lead off for the Phillies. I guess we'll throw the three options out. You got Schwarber, who's clearly the best option. You got Turner, who I think a lot of people thought when they signed him, it was to be the leadoff hitter. And then you have Bryson Stott, who maybe one day, if he learns to walk, will be a leadoff hitter. I think he's best right now in the middle. All right, all that's out there. Plus, you know what we got to do today, right?
What we got?
Well, we got a pair of tickets to give away. Pair of tickets, the Phillies and Braves opening night. So this is the Saturday game, 4:05 first pitch. Fans 15 and over will receive a McDonald's opening night T-shirt. Hugh, we have a prize. We play our...
Now, I know that the last couple of days when I've done Hugh's Clues has been kind of confusing for people, because my ideal of who's an actor or who's a singer is probably different than everybody else.
We've established that.
But I'm going to make it easy for you. And this person that I'm about to talk about is a legit actress. So that's your first clue. She's a legit actress.
So not like a musician that sometimes acts.
No, she's not a musician. Musician. She's a legit actress.
Okay.
She's legit.
All right. This one, no ambiguity today. This is a legitimate, no doubt about it,
no
actress.
No doubt about this.
There is your first clue for Hugh's Clues. Pair of tickets, Phillies Braves, Saturday at 4:05 on the line. 215-592-9494. Schwarber, Turner, Stott. You picked the leadoff hitter. It's clearly Schwarber. I mean, like it's so obvious to me. I know a lot of people do not agree. It is so obvious to me Schwarber should be the leadoff hitter tomorrow, and I expect he will be. I think when the lineup comes out tomorrow for the game against the Braves, against Strider, you'll see Schwarber 1, Turner 2, Harper 3. And then, of course, the Sirianni discussion. So far, Kyle, a lot of people want to be overly critical of Nick Sirianni as if he's the only reason this thing fell apart.
I know. And, like, I am one who, you know, maybe to a fault, trusts what the Eagles do, what the Eagles show me that they think. And what the Eagles show me that they think is that it wasn't Sirianni's fault that this whole thing fell apart. I think this is what's a point that I made a lot of times throughout the season, is that their best players didn't play up to their ability. Jalen Hurts, Hassan Reddick, a lot of the guys on the defensive line, I think that's the case for now. You can also make the case that they weren't as talented, but the coaches didn't do a good enough job. And, I mean, that includes Sirianni, but the Eagles told us that was mostly the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator, both very inexperienced. They made that correction and brought in two experienced guys. Like, that's what they told us was wrong. Like, I understand that we all want to look at the head coach and say, he's, you know, the collapse, why couldn't he do anything? Maybe he just simply couldn't do anything. Like, maybe there was nothing to be done at the time. So I'm giving him this offseason to show me that there is something he can do.
Or maybe he was a bubblehead. And, you know, he messed
well, he
up. I mean,
bit.
The players mess up, and he was a bubblehead, and he messed up.
Yeah, but we let the players off the hook for
no, I don't think anybody was let off the hook.
Oh, I do. I mean, compared to Sirianni?
No, Sirianni. Because, you know
what? We've let the players off the hook.
Can
a
I
bit.
Tell you why Coach Sirianni's still getting heat? I mean, and I like Coach Sirianni, but I'm being real. I'm keeping it a bean.
Tell us.
Because he's still saying stupid stuff. Like, when he has his press conferences, you still don't feel comfortable with what's coming out of his mouth.
We are never going to. His first press conference here is the worst thing I ever heard a coach do. I mean, you felt like you wanted to just lay down and put a pillow over your head afterwards.
You might be right, Joe. So here's what you do. If I'm Coach Sirianni, and I kind of practice this. This is my mantra. Don't say a whole lot. Just say what you need to say and keep it moving. Like, the more you sit up, the more opportunities you get to talk, the worse you make it. Until you get to the point where you can sit up there, you can be clear and concise. Just stop saying a whole lot. Hey, man, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how to get this together.
But he can't,
you
know, say that. Hugh, if he says I'm still trying to figure it out, we'll run him out of town.
Because you know what's funny? Because we're still sitting here talking about when he said, what did he say, Joe? I'm going to pop in the meeting. Like, come on, dog, seriously? You go pop in the meeting, and then he tried to walk it back and say, I'm going to be involved.
That being said, that same guy led a team to a Super Bowl.
I am not taking that away from him.
But
you know who else went to a Super Bowl?
Well, plenty of guys that aren't that good. I know. I mean, I watched Barry Switzer win a Super Bowl. I get it.
All right, I get it.
All right, Dennis in Springfield. What's up, Dennis?
Well, how you doing, Joe?
What's up, Dennis?
You know what? You want Schwarber to lead off? Fine. How about if we have him lead off starting in May? Because he sucks in March, April, and early May.
So who doesn't suck in April?
He may be one of the reasons why they get off to a slow start every year.
So who doesn't suck in April? Who do you want to lead off?
Okay, so what? So he goes up there and he's batting the 90 for the first 2.5 months of the season. They fall 10 games behind, and now he'll hit 25 home runs in June, and his stats end up looking like the back of his baseball card.
No, but Dennis, I'm asking you, who doesn't suck in April that you want to lead off?
Well, Turner did last year, but his history doesn't show that he does, whereas Schwarber's history shows it. You can guarantee, if he has a hot end of March, April, and midway through May, I'll be stunned. And the other thing is that gets me about this is, if Schwarber went into Thompson today and said, you know what, I'm really not feeling this leadoff thing anymore, bat me fourth or fifth, Thompson would move him.
Why would he do that, though?
Well, Thompson would move him. This is strictly Schwarber production.
Oh, I disagree, Dennis. I disagree.
Oh, it's absolutely.
No, Dennis, I disagree. Because the lineup doesn't make any sense if he's not leadoff. Because there's another pothole. I'm trying to explain it. There's another pothole. Where are you putting him if he's not leadoff?
I'm batting him fourth or fifth.
So fourth. So he's right behind Bryce Harper. So late in the game, when a team could bring in their best and nastiest left-handed pitcher, that guy gets to face both of those guys with no righty in between.
Dennis, you're
hurting Bryce Harper late in the game to move Schwarber. You realize that?
Oh yeah, and Alex Bohm just protected Harper so well last year, late in the season, and in the playoffs. Harper couldn't get a pitch to swing at last year in the playoffs. I mean, you want to keep batting Schwarber lead off, fine. And you know what'll happen? Each year you'll go less than you went the year before. 2 years ago, they got no hit by the Astros.
Dennis, you make it sound like this team was reeling off 100 win seasons before he got here, and he's ruined everything. This team was irrelevant. They had Bryce Harper. They didn't make the playoffs.
So in other words, this whole team was in place, and then Schwarber came to the rescue. Now, this team was built.
Well, hold on.
Piece by piece by piece. You can't say Harper was here and they were irrelevant.
Well, they were.
Cassiano wasn't here. Schwarber wasn't here. Turner wasn't here.
But they had Wheeler. They had Nola. They had Bryce. Yeah. They had Realmuto.
But the
part that drives me crazy is you're saying the last 2 years, all the negatives, they didn't do any of this stuff till he got here.
Until Cassiano got here, until Turner got here.
Yeah, but let's be real. Let's be real. Let's not put Cassiano's in the Schwarber category. Come on, Dennis. I mean, let's be real. And Cassiano's has had like a week of good October in the last 2 years. One total week. Schwarber's hit like 10 or 12 postseason home runs already in a Phillies uniform. Like,
they one piece away. And then all of a sudden, is he Pete Rose the guy that got the 1980 Phillies over the top? No, the 1980 Phillies were Pete Rose away. Kyle Schwarber didn't all of a sudden make this team take this team from being a doormat.
They didn't win until he got here. I mean, that's the reality.
And they still haven't won.
Well, Dennis, there's levels of winning. Holy moly, the team didn't make the playoffs.
He do not
for
like Kyle Schwarber.
A decade. No, of course he's not the only reason. I agree with that. They built this thing. They added a lot of pieces, but we act like they put him in the leadoff spot and it got worse. I mean, I don't even understand. Like, they win more when he's in the leadoff spot. Sometimes I feel like this is a practical joke everyone's playing on me. Like, this obviously works, and then everyone tells me, Joe, we shouldn't do that anymore. Like, do you hear yourselves when you say it?
Yes, I think they do, Joe.
I'm not sure. This thing that is clearly successful, we should stop doing it.
I just like the fact that every day since we started, we got closer to baseball season. This has been a hot topic that has not gone away yet. I just think it's fascinating.
It's amazing. David is in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, how's it going?
Good,
hey,
David. What's up?
Hey, Joe, let's do some housekeeping. Did you win that race?
Which one?
The one with Aaron Nola.
No, David, I didn't race against Aaron Nola down in Clearwater. Like, he's getting ready for a season.
Joe, we had a deal.
Well, no, you had something you said on the radio. I don't know if that means it's a deal, but yeah.
David, I didn't
go bother Aaron Nola to see if he would race me because David in Westchester wants to do this.
All right, Joe, I'm going to let you off on this one.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the reason why Nick Sirianni feels no pressure is because Dr. Howard Eskin was giving him a lobotomy when he was interviewing him, so he feels nothing. Now, as far as your point of not being critical enough, we are not, because this is based on what have you done for me lately. Basically. And, yes, he won a lot of games. I used to love Nick Sirianni. And, but once he started with the collapse, he fired a defensive coordinator. It didn't work. You know what you do then? Fire another defensive coordinator. Keep firing people until it does work. And that's his job. But his job is just answering to Howie, and Howie keeps him relevant and keeps him in there because he'll do whatever Howie asks. And that's what we're looking at.
Well, I mean, that's certainly probably part of it. I mean, David, I think the Eagles look at their coach as a manager, like a baseball manager. And that's why I think we're too critical, because I don't even – like, baseball managers only do so much. The team wins and loses. The front office wins and loses. I don't even know how much Sirianni even does around here.
He doesn't do anything. Do you remember how he's old office in the Chip Kelly days? That's where Nick is right now. Howie's got him stashed away there. He's going to let him out on game days. And that's it. That's the only thing he's there for, so he can be Howie's little proxy on the sideline.
All right, David. I get it, man. People want to scream about Sirianni. Okay, David, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. An actress. An honest-to-goodness actress.
Okay, I'm going to give you the guess, but that clue is just so lacking. An actress. Are you serious?
Yesterday, the clue was the actor. So what's the problem? I kept it consistent.
Consistently bad. All right, so
you're just
I'm
mad
because
you want these tickets.
I'm going to go with an Eagles theme since we're all Eagles up. I'm going to go with Jennifer Lawrence because of Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, it's a good guess. Yeah, and she's an honest to goodness actress, David. Ooh. We appreciate it. Jennifer Lawrence.
Who's that?
You don't know who Jennifer Lawrence is?
I'm about to let me Google.
You know who she is?
I don't know.
Silver Linings Playbook. She was in
the
Hunger Games.
Oh, the Hunger Games lady.
Yeah. She was a young lady.
Oh yeah, she played. She was. Yeah, I've seen her. She's on a Netflix show where some parents hired her to date their son because she was a little older. I forgot the name of the movie, but yeah, I've seen it before.
I mean, her star was really rising for a while. I haven't seen her much lately, but yeah, you know who she is.
Yeah, Jennifer. Yeah, I got it.
Let's go to Luke in Philadelphia. What's up, Luke?
Luke.
What's going on, fellas? How are we?
Luke, doing well, buddy. What are you thinking?
We ready for opening day tomorrow?
We are. Hopefully the weather
We're trying to figure
cooperates.
It out now, though, because, you know, our days are probably going to change depending on the weather. So yeah.
But we're ready. Whether it's tomorrow or Friday, we are ready.
Yes, sir. Me too. Can't wait. So, Schwarber, Leoff, I'm good with it. And I think if we changed it at all, I would just switch Harper and Schwarber and see how that works out.
So you put Harper in the leadoff spot, and you put – I mean, there's a school of thought, Luke, that some teams think the best player, the best hitter, right? You just you put him first because over the course of the season, they get the most plate appearances. I mean, that's why Acuna bats leadoff in Atlanta. So I wouldn't hate that, but I doubt they're going to move Bryce off of three. That feels like where he wants a hit.
Yeah, I agree. I would just like
– T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just to see what would happen.
Well, I mean, it would get Bryce Harper to the plate more. I mean, if of all the potential options, that's the one I probably would disagree with the least. I mean, I wouldn't drive me crazy there. Luke, man, we appreciate the phone call. As yes, we are a day away from opening day. Is this weather going to hold up for us? What are we thinking?
When you say hold out, what do you mean? I think there's levels to hold out. Like, will we get the game in if they play tomorrow? I think yes. Will it sprinkle on your head a little bit? Yes.
Now, because it's opening day and because they have the built-in off day on Friday, are they going to make us sit through some sprinkles or are we just going to push this thing back?
See, now that's interesting because opening day, I would think that, you know, a lot of people want to go, but a lot of people have a lot of little kids. And I would think that most parents don't want their children out in the weather like that, the inclement weather. So if they can hold off to Friday, I think you'll get more bang for your buck.
Here's what I need. I need the Phillies and the weather to just pick our lane, right? Like if we're gonna push this thing to Friday, all right, we'll push it to Friday, nicer weather. But if we're gonna do it tomorrow, we gotta grin and bear it, Hugh. We can't like say we're gonna do it and then you know an hour before the pitch we're like nah.
But I will say this, for personal reasons, if they move it to Friday, that's an Uber ride for me. Because I'm about to have me some fun. I'm about to have some fun at the Phillies.
So you want the game on Friday?
Yeah, I do. For personal reasons.
Yeah. I mean, I want baseball tomorrow.
Because I'm gonna be out there, you know, having me a couple with the fans and drinking and singing whatever we sing, whatever song.
Well,
what's the song that I don't like?
Come on.
Dancing
it's on this song.
Dancing on my own.
Are you going to get on board with this? They're about to play
this.
No,
I don't like it, but I'm going to sing it because I'm going to be about, what, 3, 4, 5, 6? Six in?
Well, I think most people are going to be, whether it's tomorrow or Friday. It's
well,
opening
see, for
day.
Me, it's being responsible. You know, I got responsibilities.
Yeah, I mean,
on Friday.
We don't start till 10, though.
Yeah, but still, Joe, I like to be coherent.
I know you do.
Because it's hard enough for me to be coherent. You know what I mean? So I need all the help I can get.
I hear
That's
you.
That's why I'm drinking mushroom coffee. You know, by the way, I don't know how that mushroom coffee in my stomach, dog. I don't know.
It's not agreeing with you?
Well, it's been been some frequent bathroom visits.
Okay, now that we have that out there, 215-592-9494.
I'm still drinking it.
We got all your phone calls coming up next. Kyle Schwarber, should he be the leadoff hitter? Stott, Turner, Schwarber, get on the record. Who should lead off tomorrow against the Braves? And have we been too critical of Nick Sirianni? I believe we have. Jeff Fleury yesterday reiterated why he kept him, his record over his best stretch. And I look at it as the guy is like a manager in baseball. He's not the biggest reason they win. He's not the biggest reason they lost at the end either. I think we've been too critical of Nick Sirianni. We'll come back and all your phone calls. Your chance to win Phillies tickets. First clue today for Hughes Clues, an actress, an honest-to-goodness actress. Plus,
for real one.
A couple interesting questions and answers during Lurie's presser yesterday about Sirianni. We'll play those next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
ESPN Bet is now live in Pennsylvania as the official sports book of ESPN. ESPN Bet is the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. That's ESPN Bet. Download today. What a play. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.